The part of God's word that I wish to share with you this morning is taken from the fourth chapter of Hebrews, the last verses, and going into chapter 5. Let us then hold firmly to the faith we profess, for we have a great high priest who has gone into the very presence of God, Jesus, the Son of God. Our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy with our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have a high priest who was tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. Let us be brave then and come forward with all boldness to God's throne where there is grace. There we will receive mercy and find grace to help us just when we need it. Now every high priest is chosen from among the people and appointed to serve God on their behalf. He offers gifts and sacrifices for sin. Since he himself is weak in many ways, he is able to be gentle with those who are ignorant and make mistakes. And because he himself is weak, he must offer sacrifices not only for the sins of the people, but also for his own sins. Brothers and sisters in Jesus, failure is never easy to meet. Our American way of life is so built on success that our society finds it difficult in dealing with failures. For example, what do we do with a child who fails at school? We still haven't learned adequately how to handle this. And much which passes for religion in our country has only something to offer to the successful people, appealing to their will and ability to make their own way. And even many denominations who call themselves Christian but are really only caricatures of the true form of Christianity